Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat with boss now, Andy Scott. Andy, two matches in the past week. Let's start off with last Saturday. Just briefly talk about the game at the Electrical Services Stadium in the Vanarama Conference. Home against Eastleigh, and they've done the double over you, haven't they, unfortunately? 1-2-0.
It was certainly a game that, similar to down at their place, we played well and deserved to get something out of it. We've been on the end of a couple, or more than a couple, of suspect refereeing decisions, unfortunately, and it's cost us the game. But with regards to the performance, I was very, very happy with how we played and what we'd done. On another day, we could have had four or five goals. You know, when you lose a game, obviously you're disappointed, but the manner of the defeat was one that the performance was to give us real encouragement.
Must have been a little bit disappointed, though, because you have been keeping those clean sheets.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the first goal wasn't great. It was a scramble, just went over the line. The second one was a penalty that the referee gave for handball that he didn't give one for us in the second half. So, you know, just after that. But we've down in numbers. We had Sam Patton left back. We've got three injuries at left back. People were having to fill in different positions. And you can't do that on a continual basis and keep picking up results. At some point, it's going to come and get you. And we've been really, really unfortunate with the injuries that we've had. And sort of Saturday was, although performance was very good, it was just too much.
Well, let's talk about Tuesday evening's game then at the Vanarama Conference. Away to Southport, a bit of a long trip on a Tuesday evening, but worth it in the end. A 3-1 victory for the Shots.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a terrific performance, you know, from start to finish. We worked very, very hard. We just changed things around a little bit. Got a good goal from a set play from Andre McCollin and followed it up with a Sam Hatton. Good Sam Hatton finish from a free kick. And, you know, for the first 35 minutes, we were totally in control of the game, and then it got a bit scrappy and there's a few yellow cards and we gave the ball away a few times and there was a lot of fouls going on. And, you know, they scored from a free kick themselves. You know, that could have put us on the back foot, but we responded very well second half. We stood a bit of a storm in the first 10, 15 minutes when we knew they were going to throw everything at us. But we dealt with it very, very well and got a third goal through Brett. You know, their keeper made four or five fantastic saves. So we were very, very comfortable on the night, and to go there and win 3-1 after, you know, they beat us 1-0 there last year and deserved to win. It was a really good response after Saturday as well, especially with the amount of players we had out injured. We only had four players on the bench, but everyone did their job terrifically well.
It was fantastic. Would you say one of the best displays you've had for a while?
The first 35 minutes, without a doubt. And the second half was a different type of display. It was dogged, but then when the game opened up, we moved the ball very well. And possibly if we didn't have so many tired legs, then we could have been more comprehensive in the victory. But, you know, the lads that are out there playing are giving everything, and they're playing with little niggles and injuries, but they're prepared to do it for each other. And it was a really, really good team performance, you know, really solid away performance. And that's two on the bounce now away from home midweek in Kidderminster and Southport after not having won at all since August. So it shows that the squad and the team developing and the way that we're playing is really difficult for other teams.
Certainly is. And you're up to 12th now on 30 points, only 6 points away from that playoff positions. That, but let's not get too carried away at the moment. This Saturday in the Vanarama Conference, away to Wrexham, who's 13th on 30 points. They seem to be sort of matching the Shots for wins, draws, defeats, and almost similar goals for and goals against.
I mean, they're a big club, and you know, they'll be disappointed where they are. They haven't won in 9 games in the league, so you know they'll be wanting to put that right, especially at home. It's always a very difficult place to go, but we're full of confidence. We feel that we can go and put in a sort of show that we did at Southport, and the way we've been playing recently, probably the last 9-10 games have been very, very pleasing. We're developing as a side and we're getting better and better and stronger as a group. So, you know, obviously a tough game, but with Wrexham being on the same points as us, we can nick it away from them a little bit and try and claw some ground back on the top 10 and the higher places.
So it sounds confidence is there with the Shots, and you know, the momentum's there at the moment, so it should be a good game, as you say, a tough test at Wrexham. What's the injury situation looking like for the match?
Yeah, it's not good. We've got 9 players who have got injuries in with injuries today, so difficult. We're going to have to assess them. Probably going to have a few that are still out, but we're obviously looking at the Rochdale game as well, and we can't force people back before we've got Rochdale and then Macclesfield. So we're looking at longer term. The loan window shuts today. We are looking to see if we can bring other players in. You know, we're working hard to do that, but they've got to be the right players that fit in with what we're doing. And at the moment, it's frustrating, but if we can get a few injuries back, then we're hopeful that a few of the others will be back in our week or so's time for ready for Rochdale. So we might just have to get through Saturday with what we've got and then assess it again after that.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly chat with the boss, Andy Scott, with his update here on Shots Radio.